أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. Our dear listeners, the entire Muslim Ummah, today being Monday, the 25th day of Ramadan, 1441 after the Hijrah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is equivalent to the 18th of May 2020, in the continuation of the commentary of the Holy Quran by Sheikh Kidir Abdullahi Maraya, alongside his reciter Malam Sani Musa Malami, we are still in the translation of the chapter, the Surah Al-Baqarah. Akramukum Allah, Bismillah.
A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Ar-Rajim. Bismillahi Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Ulaika alladhi nazarahu al-hayata dunya bil-akhirah. Fala yukaffafu anhum al-adhabu wa la hum yunsarun.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم الصراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وآله الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه جميعا حق قدره ومقداره العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين Our esteemed listeners, I greet you in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuhu. Immensely we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us yet another opportunity to continue with the Quranic commentary in the English language, which comes to you on the Barakat Family FM radio station, courtesy of its chairman, chief executive officer, Malam Ahmad Isa, in memory of his late father, Malam Isa Muhammad. May the Almighty Allah enrich him with the prime paradise on the day of judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَوُا الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا بِالْآخِرَةِ فَلَا يُكَفَّفُ عَنْهُمْ الْعَذَابُ وَلَا هُمْ يُنْصَرُونَ. Allah continues with the narration of the story of the children of Israel. Yesterday he told us that the children of Israel, prior to the coming of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, violated many sections of their scripture, the Torah. They complied with some of its instructions and conversely disrespected some of its instructions. Hence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَوُ الدُّنْيَا أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَوُ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. These are the ones who have purchased the life of this world at the price of the hereafter. They chose this life and gave it preference over the eternal life. Ulaika, those are the ones who purchased the life of this world. Here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks metaphorically by saying the children of Israel have purchased the life of this world. He means that they have chosen the life of this world and given it preference over the next life. So that is why he says at the price of the hereafter. It means they have forsaken the eternal life in its entirety. they really chose this life and forsook the eternal life. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coins a similitude here, describing their act of giving preference to this life over the next one by this illustration. He coins the similitude by giving this life the price of the position of a commodity, and he gives the next life the status of means of exchange. So by so doing, he tells us that the children of Israel at that time, during the time of the messenger of Allah Musa, peace be upon him, they handed over their rewards of the hereafter with a view to enjoying the transient life of this world. What a loss was that. أولئك الذين اشتروا الحياة الدنيا بالآخرة. نعم.
فلا يكفف عنهم العذاب ولا هم ينصرون.
فلا يكفف عنهم العذاب. Their punishment shall not be lightened. فلا يكفف عنهم العذاب. Consequent upon the preference they gave to this life over the eternal life, definitely they will be punished on the day of judgment. And the punishment which is going to be afflicted on them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall not be lightened. It is going to be a very severe punishment. It is going to be a very grievous torment. So the punishment they are going to experience in the next life is very severe, and it shall not be lightened. Walahum yunsarun, nor shall they be helped. The eternal life is not like this life. In this life, if you are lacking something, someone may decide to extend a helping hand to you. Maybe you are suffering as a result of an excruciating poverty. Somebody may decide to extend a helping hand to you. Conversely, in the eternal life, such shall not be experienced. Once you have found yourself in the hellfire, consequent upon disbelief, nobody shall be able to help you. And you remain in that eternal torment everlastingly. So that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here, وَلَهُمْ يُنصَرُونَ, no one shall help them. They won't have anyone to help them because they have really passed away as disbelievers. Now,
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَقَفَّيْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ بِالرُّسُلِ وَآتَيْنَا عِيسَى ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأَيَّدْنَاهُ بِرُوحِ الْقُدُسِ أَفَكُلَّمَا جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ بِمَا لَا تَهْوَى أَنْفُسُكُمْ اسْتَكْبَرْتُمْ فَفَرِيقًا كَذَّبْتُمْ وَفَرِيقًا تَقْتُلُونَ.
نعم, الله says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَقَفَّيْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ بِالرُّسُلِ وآتينا عيسى بن مريم البينات وأيدناه بروح القدس أفكلما جاءكم رسول بما لا تهوى أنفسكم استكبرتم وفريقا كذبتم وفريقا تقتلون. الله سبحانه وتعالى says, ولقد آتينا موسى الكتاب, verily we have revealed the book to Musa, peace be upon him. The book here which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala references is the book of Torah. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we gave Musa the book. Verily, we gave the book to Musa, the messenger of Allah, Musa, peace be upon him. It means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here tells us that he had really revealed the book of Torah to Musa, peace be upon him. The name Musa appears 136 times in the Holy Quran. Musa, Musa, Musa. The name, this very honorable name Musa, is found in 136 places in the Holy Quran, Musa. And in terms of prophetic hierarchy, the messenger of Allah, Musa, peace be upon him, is number 3. After Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny, comes the messenger of Allah, Ibrahim, peace be upon him. Then Musa, the messenger of Allah, peace be upon him. So in terms of prophetic hierarchy, the messenger of Allah, Musa, takes the third position. Only Muhammad, peace be upon him, and Ibrahim, peace be upon him, that is Abraham, ahead of the messenger of Allah, Musa, in the prophetic hierarchy. Watina Musa al-Kitaba. This book, the Torah, when it was revealed to the messenger of Allah, Musa, peace be upon him, it contained 1 million verses. The Torah contained 1 million verses. The Holy Quran, as you all know, contains 6,666 verses. But on the basis of other modes of recitation, one could get the number of the Quranic verses to be lesser than what I have mentioned. But the Holy Quran has 6,666 verses pursuant to the saying of most of the Quranic scientists. In relation to the Torah, it contained 1 million verses. 1 million verses. Because it had 1,000 chapters, of which each chapter had 1,000 verses. 1,000 times 1,000, 1 million verses. وَلَقَدْ آتِنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ نَعْمْ وَقَفَّيْنَا
وَقَفَّيْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ بِالرُّسُلِ
وَقَفَّيْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ بِالرُّسُلِ And we followed him up with a succession of messengers. That means messengers were being sent one after the other after the passing away of the messenger of Allah, Musa, peace be upon him. Immediately, messenger A passed away, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send another messenger to take their place. That is why here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَفَيْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ بِالرُّسُلِ And we followed him up with a succession of messengers. Messengers after messengers succeeded him. Now.
وَآتَيْنَا عِيسَى
بْنَ مَرْيَمَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ And we gave Isa, even Maryam, the son of Maryam, the son of Mary. We gave him clear signs. Signs which were evident during his lifetime, before he was taken to the heaven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. During his lifetime on this planet, he was given evident signs which really affirmed that he was indeed sent as a messenger to the children of Israel by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَتِنَا إِسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ The name Isa appears 25 times in the Holy Quran. In other words, you will find Isa in 25 places in the Holy Quran. Isa. Even Maryam, the phrase, even Maryam, the son of Mary, peace be upon her, and also peace be upon her son, Isa. Ibn Maryam, the phrase Ibn Maryam, Ibnu and Maryam, whose combination produces in the English language the son of Mary. Ibn Maryam appears 23 times in the Holy Quran. Ibn Maryam, 23 times. Maryam, the name Maryam, which denotes the person of the Honorable Mary, may the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to be with her. The name Maryam appears 34 times in the Holy Quran. Now, وَلَقَدَ آتِنَا وَآتِنَا إِسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ. We gave him apparent signs. Signs that were apparent. Signs which really affirmed his prophethood. And the signs that affirmed his prophethood and also messengerhood were very evident. Of the signs was his ability by the grace of Allah to resurrect the dead. وَوْهِيَ الْمَوْتَى بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. I resurrect the dead بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ with the permission of Allah. He was resurrecting the dead, the messenger of Allah, Isa. If he were not to be a messenger of Allah, how could he have the power to be resurrecting the dead? So it was one of his miracles which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed on him. That was the resurrection of the dead. وَيْهُوِ الْمَوْتَى بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. And also he was curing leprosy and other related diseases. He was also providing sight to the blind by the grace of the Almighty Allah. Many people who could not see during his time were eventually made to be seeing what they wanted to see by the messenger of Allah, Isa, peace be upon him, courtesy of the power and wish of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the aforementioned were some of the signs which were evident at that material time that he was a messenger from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the children of Israel. Now,
وَأَيَّدْنَاهُ
بِرُوحِ الْقُدُسِ. And we also supported him with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit here denotes Angel Gabriel, peace be upon him. He was always accompanying the messenger of Allah, Isa, peace be upon him, wherever he wanted to go. He would go along with him. The angel Gabriel was serving him as what we today call ADC. You will see in most occasions behind the governors, behind the ministers, behind the commissioners, behind the president, behind the speakers of the houses of our state assemblies, also behind the Senate president, behind the speaker of the House of Reps, somebody in uniform standing behind them. And wherever they are to go, that uniformed personnel goes with them. So that was how Angel Gabriel was serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that capacity, to be always going with Isa alayhi salam wherever he would go. وَأَيَّدَنَاهُ بِرُوحِ الْقُدُسِ. So in this perspective, Ruhul Qudus here means Jibril, the archangel Gabriel, peace be upon him. But according to some Islamic Quranic exegetes, they consider Ruhul Qudus as the power, the miraculous power which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed on the son of Mary to be reviving the dead. That was what? That was the Holy Spirit according to them. And some Islamic scholars are of the opinion that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here refers to as Ruhul Qudus was the New Testament that was revealed to the messenger of Allah, Isa, peace be upon him. In other words, the scripture which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed to him. Here, it is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to as Ruhul Qudus. Some say the Holy Spirit refers here to the greatest name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ismullah al-Azam, which the messenger of Allah, Isa, peace be upon him, was using with a view to reviving the dead during that period before he was being taken away to the heaven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَدْنَاهُ بِرُوحِ الْقُدُسِ. Now, أَفَكُلَّمَا جَاءَهُمْ رَسُولٌ. The children of Israel, is it that whenever a messenger comes to you, بِمَا لَا تَهَوَى أَنفُسُكُمْ, with what you don't desire, istakbartum, you grow arrogant? Is it that whenever a messenger comes to you with what you don't desire, you grow arrogant? You read in your scripture which I revealed to you that I would send a personality called so and so as my messenger on the planet and also serving as the last messenger to be sent by me. But when he arrived, you rejected the guidance he brought to you. You didn't accept his messengerhood. You didn't believe in him. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here queries them by saying, is it that whenever a messenger comes to you with what you don't desire, you grow arrogant? So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us that rejecting what you don't desire is an act that was perpetrated in the past by the children of Israel. Ittiba'ul hawa. They were only respecting their desires. Anything that didn't tally with their desire at that time would be rejected by them. Now, وَفَرِيقًا كَذَّبْتُمْ وَفَرِيقًا تَقْتُلُونَ وَفَرِيقًا كَذَّبْتُمْ وَفَرِيقًا كَذَّبْتُمْ. You disbelieved some factions of the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were disbelieved by you. You blight them. You didn't accept their message. وَفَرِيقًا تَقْتُلُونَ. And you killed some. Some you rejected their messages. You didn't harm them. The only thing you did was to reject the message they took to you. While the other group of the messengers I sent to you, you killed them. You rejected their message and you went further to kill them. Subhanallah. They killed many messengers of Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, the children of Israel. Here in the verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the contemporary children of Israel of the dastardly acts their ancestors perpetrated in the past. Hence, they should not be bragging, saying that their ancestors were very dear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They respected and upheld his instructions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no, what you have been saying is not true. Your ancestors killed even some of my messengers. They rejected some, they killed some. There are some lessons one could learn from the verse which has just been interpreted. Presently, there is no single messenger of Allah on earth. The messenger of Allah, Muhammad, peace be upon him, was the last messenger that was sent to humankind by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So presently, we are not expecting any messenger to be sent to us again. But the messenger of Allah, Isa, peace be upon him, on the verge of the occurrence of the last day, would come back. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send him to us from the heaven. But he will not come with a new message. He would come and affirm the message of the messenger of Allah, Muhammad, peace be upon him. Also, we could deduce from the verse that the assassination of messengers of Allah is a very severe transgression. Who are the messengers of Allah today? The representatives of the messengers of Allah, the successors, the heirs of the messengers of Allah are the Islamic jurists, as far as Islam is concerned. So they are the ones from whom we have got the message of Muhammad, peace be upon him. Therefore, they should be treated with good conduct. They should not be insulted, talkless, or being killed. Anyone who embarks upon the killing of Islamic jurists, it means by so doing, they have decided to emulate the children of Israel in the execution of their dastardly act of assassinating Allah's messengers. And from the verse, we could also deduce that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has really favored the children of Israel in the area of prophetic appointment, that he sent many messengers of the Israeli descent. Because here he says, وَقَفَّيْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ بِالرُّسُلِ وَقَفَّيْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ بِالرُّسُلِ And we followed him up with a succession of messengers. We sent messengers, after the passing away of the messenger of Allah, Musa, peace be upon him. Now,
وقالوا قلوبنا غلف بل لأنهم الله بكفرهم فقليلا ما يؤمنون.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues with the enumeration of the dastardly acts that were perpetrated by the children of Israel prior to the coming of Muhammad, peace be upon him. By so doing, he reminds the Jewish community of the city of Medina of the studly acts that were perpetrated by their ancestors. And now that the Quran is being recited globally and subsequently interpreted, it means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala contemporarily tells the contemporary children of Israel of the studly acts that were perpetrated by their ancestors. Of such offenses which the children of Israel committed against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was their saying, "Qulubuna gulf," our hearts are wrapped, our hearts are covered. Waqalu, they said, the children of Israel said, "Qulubuna," our hearts, gulf, are wrapped, are covered. It is a metaphorical statement. They mean that their hearts are covered, hence they could not hear any words from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They could not hear any divine message because their hearts are covered. They were saying that out of mockery. they were mocking the messenger of Allah, peace be upon him. وَقَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا غُلْفٌ قُلُوبُنَا غُلْفٌ Our hearts are covered, are wrapped. Hence, we could not hear nor understand the words of Allah. نعم وَقَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا
غُلْفٌ
بَلْ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِكُفْرِهِمْ بَلْ نَيْ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has cursed them for their disbelief, بِكُفْرِهِمْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has driven them away from His mercy. He has equally driven them away from His eternal favor. He has also driven them away from His pleasure. He is not pleased at all with their acts. لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ This is what the curse implies. The divine curse here implies that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has driven those children of Israel who perpetrated many dastardly acts from His mercy, pleasure and favor in the next life. Now, فَقَلِيلًا مَا يُؤْمِنُونَ So little is that which they believe. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to their inability to believe in Allah absolutely. Because their belief was not a complete one. It was partial. They believed in some aspect of the Torah because it tallied with their self-centeredness. But the portion of that holy scripture, the Torah, which did not tally with what the children of Israel at that time desired, was absolutely rejected by them. That is why here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so little is that which they believe. Here, one can also learn some lessons, of which is the importance of the purification of the heart. Because here, the children of Israel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that they said their hearts were covered. Hence, they could not hear nor understand any word from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it means if you want to be understanding the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to make sure that your heart is purified. Your heart shall be purified by you for you to understand the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For you also to be able to be conducting good deeds. Deeds which tally with the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also deeds which will attract to you the mercy, favor, and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How could one purify their heart? The Messenger of Allah, Muhammad peace be upon him, says, إِنَّ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ سَقَالَةً وَإِنَّ سَقَالَةَ الْقُلُوبِ ذِكِرُ اللَّهِ الْحَدِيثِ Up to the end of the hadith, up to the end of the prophetic tradition. إِنَّ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ سَقَالَةً There is a polisher for everything. Everything. There is a polisher for it. In other words, anything one can think of has its own polisher. If your shoe becomes dirty, it has a polisher for it. If your body, that is the human body, becomes dirty, it has also what? Its own polisher. You cannot use the shoe's polisher for your own human body. It will not work. If the mirror of your car becomes dirty, it has its own polisher.
If your cup becomes dirty, it equally has its own polisher. Inna likulli shay'in saqalatan wa inna saqalatal qulubi, and verily the polisher of the hearts, zikrullah, the invocation of Allah's name, the invocation of Allah, the invoking His name, invoking Allah's name is the polisher of the heart. Hence, if you want, as an individual, your heart to be purified, you have to embark upon the invocation of Allah's names. You have to be invoking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you want your heart to get purified. Also from the verse, one could deduce a lesson that disbelief attracts Allah's curse to disbelievers. If you don't want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to curse you, ensure that you embrace the guidance which was brought by the Messenger of Allah Muhammad, peace be upon him. This is the Islamic view in relation to religion-related issues. Accept the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you to escape His curse. Naam.
ولما جاءهم كتاب من عند الله مصدق لما معهم وكانوا من قبل يستفتحون على الذين كفروا فلما جاءهم ما عرفوا كفروا به فلعنة الله على الكافرين.
نعم. الله سبحانه وتعالى says, ولما جاءهم كتاب من عند الله مصدق لما معهم وكانوا من قبل يستفتحون على الذين كفروا فلما جاءهم ما عرفوا كفروا بي فلعنة الله على الكافرين. Allah continues with the enumeration of the offenses which were perpetrated by the ancient children of Israel, particularly during the time of the Messenger of Allah Musa, peace be upon him, and his honorable brother Harun, peace be upon him. Allah says, walamma ja'ahum kitabun min indillah. Naam.
Walamma ja'ahum kitabun min indillah.
Walamma ja'ahum kitabun min indillah. Walamma ja'ahum kitabun. When a book came to them, and the book came from Allah, min indillah. And when a book from Allah came to them, the children of Israel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here says, when the book which I revealed to the children of Israel came to them. Which book did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveal to the children of Israel during the time of Musa, peace be upon him? The Torah. Naam, musaddiqul lima ma'ahum. Confirming what was with them. Confirming what was with them. This is the first interpretation. Confirming what was with them. What was with them here refers to the messages they received from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the Sufi Musa. The scriptures which were revealed to the Messenger of Allah Musa, peace be upon him, prior to the revelation of the Torah. The Quran says, Sufi Ibrahim wa Musa. And in another interpretation, walamma ja'ahum kitabun, when a book came to them, min indillah, from Allah. Here, the book that came to them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Quran. Musaddiqul lima ma'ahum, confirming what was with them. What was with them here refers to the Torah. So Allah here subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us how the children of Israel reacted when the Quran came to them. Because the Quran confirmed what was with them. In other words, the Holy Quran, when it was revealed, confirmed the Torah. Confirmed the Torah. Did they receive the Holy Quran? Naam.
وَكَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ
A full time وَكَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ
يَسْتَفْتِهُونَ
عَلَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ يَسْتَفْتِهُونَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا Previously, it means prior to the revelation of the Holy Quran, كَانُوا يَسْتَفْتِهُونَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا The children of Israel were praying for victory against those without belief. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the many battles which took place between the Jews of Khaybar and the tribes of Ghatafan. Khaybar and Ghatafan are presently components of the present Saudi Arabia. At that time, the Jews of Khaybar fought and lost a battle against Ghatafan. One day they decided to seek Allah's help in the name or in the honor of the messenger that was going to be sent at the end of the time. So there we are saying in the Arabic language, inna nas'aluka bihaqqi nabiyil ummi allazi wa'atta an tuqrijahu fi akhir az-zaman illa tansurana. We implore you in the prerogative of the elated prophet, because the messenger of Allah was neither writing nor read. He was neither reading nor write. So the Jewish community of Khaybar sought Allah's help in the honor of the last messenger to be sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means they supplicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by using a mean. And that mean was the messenger of Allah, Muhammad, peace be upon him. When they did that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in one of their battles, made them to emerge triumphant. They defeated Ghatafan. But previously Ghatafan were defeating them. But when they decided to use the name of the messenger of Allah, Muhammad, peace be upon him, as a mean, with a view to securing Allah's help, they achieved that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them victory because they used the most honorable of all means, the messenger of Allah, Muhammad, peace be upon him. Now.
فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ مَا عَرَفُوا كَفَرُوا بِهِ
When what they recognized came to them, كَفَرُوا بِهِ They disbelieved in it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here, فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ مَا عَرَفُوا When what they recognized came to them, they disbelieved in it. What was that? The Holy Quran. The message of the messenger of Allah, Muhammad, peace be upon him. When that message came to them, they recognized the message. Because prior to the advent of the messenger of Allah, Muhammad, peace be upon him, they read about him in the Torah. They read a lot about his virtues and attributes, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fixed in the Torah. So when the messenger of Allah came to them, they recognized him, they recognized his message. And when the Holy Quran was revealed also, they recognized that it was the last message which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala affirmed that he was revealed at the end of the time in the Torah. He mentioned that in the Torah. But surprisingly, when the messenger of Allah Muhammad, peace be upon him, came to the Jewish communities of Medina, they rejected it. They disbelieved in it. They did not also accept the messenger of Allah Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny as a messenger to them. But they accepted him as a messenger to the other peoples, but not to them. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here, they disbelieved in it. They disbelieved in the Holy Quran. They disbelieved in the message which was brought to them by the messenger of Allah Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. Now. فَلَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. Hence, let the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be on the disbelievers. This is a prayer that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should curse the disbelievers. And anyone who dies as a disbeliever must definitely meet the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, if you don't want the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have any impact on you, what you are to do is to accept the message of the last messenger of Allah, Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny. Here, we can also deduce some lessons. One, from the verse we could deduce the permissibility of solicitation, at-tawassul. Because here, the Jews of Khaybar sought Allah's help through solicitation in the name of the last messenger Muhammad, peace be upon him. So this verse clearly affirms the permissibility of solicitation. The solicitation is just a mere name. It's not the actual provider nor protector. If you are seeking protection, the means is just to serve as a cause of the protection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all protector of all and sundry. If you are feeling hungry, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who mitigates the hunger. But you have to use what? Solicitation. The solicitation as far as hunger is concerned is what? The food you eat. If you are feeling thirsty, if you want to actually quench the thirst, you have to use what? A means also. And the means is what? The water you are to take. But the actual quencher of the thirst is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you have to use means for the thirst to get quenched. If you want to travel from town A to B, you are to be taken by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the place you want to be taken to. But you have to use what? Solicitation also. And the solicitation in this perspective is what? The means of transportation you are to make use of. Hence the verse affirms the permissibility of solicitation. Solicitation simply means use of means. Use of means. Therefore, this is a very principal lesson one could deduce from this chapter, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ يَسْتَبْتِهُونَ. Hitherto, they were seeking Allah's help through solicitation. So the verse affirms the permissibility of solicitation as far as Islamic jurisprudence is concerned. The verse also teaches us about the demerit of rejecting the truth. Anything could be rejected, but not the truth. Falsehood is always expected to be absolutely rejected. Conversely, the truth is expected obligatorily to be absolutely accepted. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that the children of Israel disbelieved in the truth which they had recognized. Hence, they were afflicted with the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us that if we reject the truth after we have recognized it, automatically we have attracted to ourselves the curse and torment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam.
يتمجروا به أنفسهم أن يكفروا بما أنزل الله بغينا ينزل الله من فضله على من يشاء من عباده فباءوا بغضب على غضب وللكافرين عذاب مهين.
بئس ما اشتروا به أنفسهم أن يكفروا بما أنزل الله بغيا أن ينزل الله من فضله على من يشاء من عباده فباءوا بغضب على غضب وللكافرين عذاب مهين. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us of the punishment which the children of Israel attracted to themselves by rejecting the recognized truth which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to them through the eminent, the most eminent messenger of his, Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny. Allah says, Bisa mashtarau bihi anfusahum. Naam.
Bisa mashtarau bihi anfusahum.
Miserable is the price for which they have sold their souls. Because by rejecting the truth and accepting falsehood, it means the children of Israel that time sold themselves for a price, and that price is very miserable compared to what they are going to lose in the next life. Bisa mashtaru bihi anfusahum. Naam.
An yakfuru bima anzalallah.
In that they denied the revelation which Allah had sent down. Naam.
Bagayan
an yunazilallah. In that they denied the revelation which Allah has sent down. Bagayan, in envy. Bagayan, in envy. They rejected the revelation which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to the messenger of Allah Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny due to envy. What really prevented them from accepting Muhammad as the last messenger of Allah was envy. They were absolutely envious of him. That was why they rejected his message, and they also rejected him as the last messenger of Allah. Not that he did not qualify to be a messenger, not that because they didn't know that he was the last messenger. They knew he was the last messenger because they read about him in the Torah. They read about his virtues which were fixed in the Torah by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when he appeared, they recognized him. When he began to recite the Holy Quran, they equally recognized the Holy Quran as the scripture which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of in the book of Torah. But in spite of that, due to envy, they rejected the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which was taken to them by Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny. they equally rejected the prophethood of Muhammad, peace be upon him, due to envy. So this portion of the verse underscores the blemish of envy. For time constraint, I would like to say that this is where we are going to have a pause in relation to the Quranic interpretation in the English language today. By the grace of the Almighty Allah, the commentary of the Holy Quran in the English language continues tomorrow. Our esteemed listeners, do not forget that the interpretation of the Holy Quran in the English language in this very month of Ramadan comes to you on the FM Barakat Family radio station, courtesy of its Chief Executive Officer and Chairman, Malam Ahmad Isa, in memory of his late father, Malam Isa Muhammad. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive him all that he might have committed, and subsequently enrich him with the prime paradise. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وآل الطيبين الطاهرين والصابرين جميعا حق قدره ومقداره العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.